May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Of course, we don't have time to look at all of Romans chapter 7, but there's this interesting verse that's stuck in the middle of it. And it's the story of a believer's struggle, even though Romans 5 and 6 give the theology of being delivered from sin's penalty and sin's power. Romans chapter 7 describes Paul's experience and his own journey in coming to that in his own life. It's like a parenthesis. He's given the theology. He says, now let me tell you my story. Then he picks up the theology of victory in chapter 8. Verse 18, it says this. Well, I'll just start reading from verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, and I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For that which I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do. But I am doing the very thing that I hate. But if I do the very thing that I hate, that I do not wish to do, I agree with the law, because I hate doing what I'm doing, so I'm in agreement with the law, and I'm confessing that it is good. So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me. This verse 18 is powerful. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. I think that any conference that I might ever do, or any fresh group of congregation or people, if I were just to read that verse and say, how many of you does that describe your life? The vast majority would enthusiastically, if they thought there was going to be an answer coming, would raise their hand. That the wishing of the good is in you, but it just seems that the doing of the thing that you wish you could do, you can't do, and you can't do consistently. The word wishing there is also the word will. Now, what Romans chapter 7 describes is simply this, is that as a new creation, Paul had a new heart. And with this new heart were new inclinations towards righteousness and towards the will of God. By nature, a believer wants to do the right thing. But there's this principle, it's like a law, that lives in our fallen body. Our fallen body's not been redeemed yet. And it's just this law of sin. And it pulls at us. And the problem is even though you will or wish to do good, that law of sin is stronger than your willpower. And what happens to a lot of new believers is that they give their lives to Christ, and they find themselves longing and wanting to do God's will, but no matter how hard, and I'm terms in just daily stuff, daily attitudes, daily responses, they want to live no longer in defeat, but in victory, in righteousness. But they find that no matter how bad they want it, and how hard they try to walk it out, they seem to not be able to do it. But that pull, or the old tendencies, is stronger. Often the story is that Christians, when they first come to the Lord, everything's kind of like automatic pilot, and it's wonderful. And after a while, they find themselves in Romans 7, and if you're not careful, what'll happen to believers is that they'll settle into that, and they'll quietly get discouraged, and their expectation is defeat. And therefore, their hope is in defeat. Their faith is really in defeat. Because they don't understand that when God made you a new creation, he never intended for you, even though you have a new desire, a new wish, a new will to do right, he never intended for you to live by your willpower. That's the way lost people live. People who don't know Christ, who just have their humanity, the only thing they can live by is their willpower. The problem is that fallen nature in us is stronger than your willpower. And what the enemy keeps us from discovering, so many believers, is that God didn't just give you a new heart when you became a Christian. He gave you a new ability when you became a Christian. And that new ability transcends willpower. It's not appropriated by willpower. It's appropriated by faith. Now, your will has to be surrendered to walk it out. You want to do God's will more than anything else, but it's lived by faith. I love one of the things he says, and without going over all this stuff in this chapter, he says in verse 25, well, I'll just read a few verses to you. He said, I find this principle, verse 21, that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good. He didn't say he was evil. He said there seemed to be this evil principle in me. Me, the one who really wants to do good. I joyfully concur with the law of God in my heart. I want to do God's will. I want to do what's right and what's righteous. But I see a different law working in my humanity, waging war against the law of my heart and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my humanity. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that then, on the one hand, I myself, with the mind, am serving the law of God. On the other hand, my flesh, the law of sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 10, it says, for the death that he died to sin once, but the life that he lives to God. There's the life that I myself live, wishing to do God's will and trying to do God's will, but not able to do God's will. It's the I myself life. Or there's the Christ life. You see, as a believer, even though your will may be on God's side, your heart may be on God's side, again, that law of sin is bigger and stronger. But the good news is that you're in Christ. And because you're in Christ, you now have his ability and his power. That's why he says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this condition of wanting to do good, but don't seem to be able to? Not what? Not a principle. Not some rules. Not something you memorize. But a person. He says, thanks be to God through Christ. Verse 1 of chapter 8, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For there is another law. It's the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ that sets me free from the law of sin and death. We could talk about this forever and ever, but the bottom line is this. You're in Christ. You're a new creation. You want to do right. And because you're in Christ, there's a law of Spirit of life in him. Because you're in him, he's now your victory. And the way we walk in victory is not just that I want to do right, but I draw from his ability to do the right thing that I want to do because I'm in him. And I do that by faith. You've heard me say this before from 1 Corinthians 15, 57. Thanks be to God, who is giving us the victory at all times through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you're in him, step by step, by faith, you can thank him for his victory, his victorious life in you, his ability to do the things you want to do and to not do the things you know you're not supposed to do or say the things or think the things. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.